Nozi Yerushalmi corresponding to Nozi Bavli Daf Nun Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vav on the Dalas on the third line. Nechtecha Raglai. Nechtecha Raglai me'al Kuva Ulamala ain Lerekev Nechtecha Ulamata Yesh Lerekev. If his leg was cut off from the knee and above, he does not have Rekev. From the knee and below, he has Rekev. Nigbo Imoi me'al Kuva Ulamata on Inasif Le Gilgulin me'al Kuva Ulamala ain Nasif Le Gilgulin. If the cut-off leg was buried with him, from the knee below it's gilgalim for him, from the knee above it's not gilgalim for him. Raya bol koim Rabbi Shmuel bar avduma kesha shesei min al-kuva olamata. The Talmidim asked in front of Rabbi Shmuel bar avduma if the leg was cut off and tied from the knee below, what's the law? Bar maloin in kini afilu lo nechtecha ero oisa ki lehi chatucha. Metasa legilgalin mekenji mechuberes by kulay guf echadu. Rishmuel bar Avduma answered that if you consider this gilgalin, even if it was not cut off, I should view it as if it was cut off, because when the mace decays, it will not be connected, and it should be gilgalin for him. Rather, since it's connected to him, it's all like one body, and it's not gilgalin. Chasa mashu shiyeh lerekev. The Gemara asked if a body was lacking, something was removed after death, so that it has rekev. Yishmei min ador, chaser in a rekev, ve'en loy tefisus kever, ve'en loy shchunas kvaris. The Gemara answers, we learned from the following b'risa, if a body was lacking, it does not have rekev, nor tefisus kever, if it's found on the road to take the earth surrounding it to be buried with it, nor shchunas kvaris, which means if three were found close to each other, it's considered a burial site, and we don't move them. Rabbi Yochanan, boy, kama yechsev le yelek rekev. Rabbi Yochanan asked, how much must a live person be lacking that he would not have rekev after death? Yevikad taninan tamon kveshi yenotel minachai biyomis bacha kain. The Gemara answers, we learn from a Mishnah, Eschel does not have tumas oichel if it's missing enough that if it's taken from a living person, he'll die. And so here, if he's lacking something that makes him a trefa, he will not have rekev. Yuma objects, think about it, if the food pipe was punctured, he's not chaser, he does not live. He does not have rekev due to this. If lach elekado nechtecha ragloi min al-kuva olamata, yesh loy rekev, min al-kuva olamalon, ein loy rekev. The answer you learn only from the following b'risa, if his leg was cut off from the knee and below he has rekev, from the knee and above he does not have rekev, because there's no rekev only if there is chisoin, and it makes him a treifer. Nikba imoi mina kuva lamaton nafas legugulin, mina kuva lamalon ein nafas legugulin. If it was buried with him from the knee and below, it's gugulin with him. From the knee and above, it's not gugulin with him. Nefalim ma'u shehilan rekev. Do nefalim have rekev? Manda with the matama revia sishan rekev, uman dama in daman matama revias, ein lahen rekev. One who says that a revias of their blood is matama, surely they have rekev. The one who says that a revias of their blood is not matama, perhaps they don't have rekev. Ishmimin ador, afa, tululiois, lamahu, tame, mlehan, shanoshan, krevois, sham, nislehen. We learn from the following b'risa. Earth of mounds, why is it tummy? It's because women bury their nephilim there. Since it says earth of mounds, we're not concerned for limbs or flesh, only for rekev. Amav yudin avoidu rabbi matanya lemistavra, delay demukeshchin, koivin sham evarehen, isach meima misham rekev. Amav yudin, the father of matanya, rabbi matanya rejects that and says, this is unreasonable. A b'risa teaches that it's due to nephilim, and also because lepers bury their limbs that fell off, and they say that it's tummy due to limbs due to rekev. Rekev is only from a full mace. And misham maga kesayim, rather they are tummy due to concern for touching a bone the size of a barley seed from a leper's limb, even though it looks like earth, perhaps it has such a small limb, such a small bone, and it's not noticed. And this is like Rabbi Nechumia said in Aduya, said that with metame, a bone from Avim and Achai, perhaps this is the reason also for Nephilim, and there's no rekev of Nephilim. Vahatani, not amamenu, offer with some kolei tar. The Baisa asked though, we asked my advice that if one took from a mound earth and put next to its other earth, it's tar. Why is the Mishnah Matame earth of mounds, even if it was taken elsewhere? Depate, Kadein, Tanya, Tatani, Akwa, Mimakaymai, Tame, Rishim Gamliel, Matahe. The answer is the answer like the following by the teachers, if they uprooted it from its place, it's Tame, Rishim Gamliel is Matahe, the vice is Matame is like the first Tana, and this latter vice is like Rishim Ben Gamliel. Amar Bishimon ben Lazar veYod b'shitas of Bishimon. Bishimon ben Lazar said that our Mishnah says that he shaves for a spine and or a skull. It's like Rabbi Shimon. Itani ar shizova gogolus afilu mechutaten afilu meforokin. It should say metame adam ba'il mishum she'akeva mesalfan. Bishimon says that a spine or skull, even if they are crushed, even if they are disconnected, they metame a person through oyel because the grave joins them. Masnisa, should say Jubilaza. Our Mishnah says that he shaves for half a cup of bones or half a log of blood. It's like Rubilaza. Natani Amma Rabbi should say Rubilaza. Roshona hi bati dinim halukim miksasam aimim viestam roiva at some ways miksasam aimim chalsi log dam chalsi kav at some ways should say based in Shachrim amu viestam roiva kav lechuma lekolchim chalsi kav at some ways vachalsi log dam lenoze lo isay pesach. The Baisa of Rabbi Lazar says that initially Bati Dinim differed. Some said that Rabbi Yis is a quarter log of blood or a roiva, which is a quarter cav of bones, and some say half of a cav of bones or half a log of blood. Later Beis Din said that Rabbi Yis of blood or a roiva of bones regarding Chumah and Kodshim, and half a cav of bones or half a log of blood for a Nazir to bring Korban Tumah, and one who brings Korban Pesach. Yaakov Ba'idi B'Shem Rishimon Midrash Amura Mipi Chagai Zchai Malachi. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, quoting Shimon, said this is not the decision of a later Beis Din, but rather it was a tradition from Sinai, it said from Chagai Zchai Malachi.